This is Jim Fetzer here, your host on Authentic News, live right here on RBN. The 16th day of October, the lines are open. Until I get some callers, I'll reiterate some of the most important stories of the day. Without any doubt, it is the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi saying, calling on Israel to stop the collective punishment, that it's gone beyond self-defense in Gaza. That's absolutely correct. And it's wonderful that he has called out. It should be. Israel's actions have gone beyond self-defense, Wang told Prince Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud, according to a Chinese foreign minister readout released earlier Sunday. It should seriously listen to the calls of the international community and the United Nations Secretary General and stop collective punishment of the people of Gaza. China opposes and condemns all actions that harm civilians because they violate basic human conscience and basic norms of international law. He also urged all parties to refrain from escalating the situation and return to negotiations as soon as possible. China is communicating intensively with all parties to urge for a ceasefire. The top priority now is to ensure the safety of civilians, open humanitarian aid channels, and safeguard the basic needs of Gaza's people, Wang said. Al-Saud said Saudi Arabia was deeply concerned about the Israeli-Palestine conflict. He condemned all attacks on civilians and opposed Israel's forcible relocation of Gaza residents. On Friday, the Israeli military told the 1.1 million Palestinians in northern Gaza to relocate southward within 24 hours ahead of an expected ground offensive prompting a mass exodus. After days of intense bombardment of Gaza and cutting off electricity and water supplies, Israeli Defense Forces Saturday said it was prepared to implement combined and coordinated strikes from the air, sea, and land. UN said it considers it impossible for such a movement to take place without devastating humanitarian consequences. UN Chief Antonio Guterres earlier said the situation in Gaza had reached a dangerous new low, has been urging Israeli authorities to avert a humanitarian disaster. Bear in mind now, they've cut off water, they've cut off food, they've cut off electricity. The rule of threes. Human beings cannot survive more than 3 minutes without air, more than 3 days without water, more than 3 weeks without food. These punishments are a death sentence if they are fully implemented. If they cut off water, the vast majority of Gazans, if they're not allowed to get water, will be dead in 3 days. Think about it. That's what's happening here. When they cut off electricity, as Caitlin Johnstone reported, so the world won't know how many are dying because of what Israel has done here. I again reaffirm, Israel turns out to be the most savage, racist nation on the face of Earth, bar none. We have a couple callers standing by. Dan in Washington, join the conversation, Dan.
I called about the Bible, but I appreciate your stand on Israel. And the, you know, imagine if you had a grandma in a nursing home or something, and they had to have power to keep her alive, you know, and they just cut the power and water, you know, all these old folks' homes. And it's a war crime, like you're saying. It's savage behavior. As far as the Bible, I studied, it amazes me that people take it literally, and I studied I listen to audiobooks and I listen to Herodotus, the histories, and that's about the oldest history book we got. And the good thing about listening to the Roman philosophers and Greeks is they basically admit what they don't know. They don't sit there and try to ram a story down your throat and say you're going to go to hell or die. They just admit we know this and don't know that. But Herodotus never mentions ancient Israel at all, you know. So then I listened to Josephus, the history of the Jews. And that was written in about 40 A.D. And he talks about Noah's Ark. And you can tell Josephus, if you listen to the history of the Jews, you can tell it's basically a kind of like a carnival story act where he's sitting there trying to convince these Romans that, you know, all of humanity came on this ark. And then he says the ark landed in Armenia. And then he always adds something to kind of explain why there's no evidence. So he says, yeah, the ark crashed, but people are taking away souvenirs from it already. That's why they can't find it, you know. And then the parting of the sea, he says, well, the Romans have a similar story about Alexander, a river stopping, you know, and their army could cross. But as far as I could tell, that there's really no ancient Israel at all. You know, the first temple, second temple, you can tell Josephus just basically made that crap up, you know. So I think they were designing a religion. You know, maybe you had some philosophers get together and we need a new story to go by. But it amazes me. Well, I agree with you 100%. The ancient Israel is complete bunk, you know.
Well, I sure agree, Dan, that you have to take what we find there in a symbolic fashion rather than literally. I mean, there are all kinds of problems. I'm being told because of what's going on now that there are many books of the Bible in which genocide is actively promoted, Joshua among them, someone who was a bit off his nut named Jeremiah wrote several of the books of the Bible, and they're full of lunatic ravings. But it can come down to real simple things. Like if there was only Adam and Eve initially, then where did the rest of the human species come from? I mean, they're supposed to have had kids, but how do those kids have their own children unless they're having, you know, intercourse with her mother, which most Christians think is a deplorable idea? Those kinds of things abound there. When it gets down to the Noah's Ark, if you stop figuring out the supposed dimensions, the story becomes increasingly preposterous, especially because you're talking about species that in the natural course of things would devour one another. And where do you have all the food supply? You know, the whole thing is fanciful, but of course, if you interpret it all symbolically, there's lots of latitude for making some kind of coherent sense of the whole. But I dare say, if the New Testament had been published separate from the Old, I think it would have much more credibility, because you've got two totally disparate deities. The God of the Old Testament is a vengeful God. And he promotes killing, even parents killing children, whereas the New Testament God is a forgiving, loving God, very compassionate. Thus, I believe the God of the New Testament is overwhelmingly, from a moral point of view, superior to the God of the Old Testament. But that's just my take. Your further thoughts, Dan?
No, I agree 100%. Yeah, and they kind of invented that Trinity thing to kind of get around, well, it's kind of the same God, but not really. It's the Trinity.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The one period of my life when I was active in organized religion was in South Pasadena at St. James Episcopal Church in junior high and high school. I was an acolyte. I sang in the church choir. I became the head of the Young People's Fellowship. I gave a sermon on Youth Sunday. But I was always puzzled by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Are we talking about one God or three? It never quite added up. I was actually, between high school and college, sent as a delegate to the 14th World Convention on Christian Education held that year in Tokyo. This would have been the summer of 1958, and I went to the Chinese Communist Party headquarters there to obtain literature to see if what I was being told corresponded to what they were saying, and I may have been put on a CIA watch list at that point in time. Dan, do you have a closing thought? But it never stuck, you know. I mean, that was the end of it. When I went to college and began studying cultural anthropology, for example, and philosophy, it never grabbed, you know, me, and I have good intellectual reasons for being a skeptic about religion, which every priest and rabbi and minister agrees, believe in God as an article of faith that transcends what reason or evidence can provide. So if you have intellectual scruples like mine, known as the ethics of belief, introduced by the British philosopher William Clifford, then you will not or refrain from accepting beliefs for which you cannot provide sufficient evidence, which is where I stand. A closing, a final thought, Dan?
Yeah, the Western civilization, what made it great, I think, was the reasoning of people like Plato and Aristotle, and that kind of using logic and reason to understand the world around you. Far superior.
Yeah.
You know?
Aristotle is one of the big three in my book. Aristotle, Immanuel Kant, and C.S. Charles S. Peirce, the only great American philosopher. Those are the greatest philosophers in history as I see it. Dan, thanks a lot for your call.
You.
Very
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Laura in Michigan, join the conversation. Laura, glad to have you back.
Good, yeah. This morning I was listening to Glenn Beck's show. Of course, he's all for Israel. And they're so giddy right now because of what DeSantis did. He says DeSantis is the only presidential candidate to send a plane over to Israel to get a plane load of people to come back. I bet that plane load of people are all dual citizens. They're all excited about
You're telling me Ron DeSantis pulled a political stunt by flying to Israel, and the parties he's bringing back are not Palestinians but Jews?
I think they're saying yes.
Wow. I don't think that's going to play well when Americans figure out what the hell is going on here and how much they've been sold as song and dance by Israel, and that Israel attacked us on 9/11, and that our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. I think a lot of people are going to be pissed off. I do not foresee this as advancing Ron DeSantis' political career.
And they keep talking about, we've got to all visit the Holy Land. Well, I'll tell you what, the Holy Land's been sullied by the Jews. You know, by the time they have pedophilia and all their sodomy, not the Holy Land anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's something to that. I have the head of the Department of Philosophy at Duluth when I was hired as a full professor with tenure in 1987, and I had conversations, and he made the interesting point comparing Judaism with Christianity, that Judaism has a lot of restrictions regarding food, but none about sex, whereas Christianity has a lot of restrictions about sex, but none about food. I thought that was extremely interesting. Laura, do you have a final thought?
Well, that's it. Just watch for DeSantis and for commercials and everything about how wonderful DeSantis is now because of what he's done.
Yeah. I think you can stick a fork in DeSantis. He's done, Laura.
Okay, good. Okay.
Thank you for the call. Thank you always.
Thank you.
Bruce in Texas, join the conversation, Bruce.
Hey, Jim. Hello.
Go ahead, lay it on.
Yeah, I'm using a microphone I don't usually use, so I just want to make sure you hear me loud and clear.
Very clear. It's excellent microphone. You should always use it.
Okay, well, here's something interesting from Lindsey Graham. It's kind of a satirical deal. Here it goes. I just thought you'd like it.
Listen to me now, and listen to me good. We should, without lubricant, go into Gaza from behind. I know it sounds brutal, but we need to penetrate them, blow our load, and then subsequently
bullshit. That's AI. I love it.
This is a parody, Bruce, but it's not far removed from the truth. Yeah. Lindsey Graham has called for Gaza to be wiped out. It's outrageous. Nikki Haley, the same. They just are disgusting and inhumane. And I hope neither of them has any political future. Repulsive. Bruce, further thoughts?
Well, yeah. How many children have been killed or maimed over there in Gaza? Something like 800? Or so? Have you heard that number?
It wouldn't surprise me, Bruce. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that reminds me of Madeleine Albright. Remember when she was asked in an interview, were the sanctions on Iraq that deprived them of medicine and food? It was estimated that the interviewer asked her, and this is long ago, they'll never ask these questions now of anybody in politics. If the deaths of 500,000 children, does it weigh on your conscience? And she says, no, I think it was worth it. These people are just so despicable.
Yeah.
And I just
Madeleine Albright just happened to be a Jew, like so many others involved in all these events. The no-fly zone over Iraq, yes, cost an estimated 500,000 Iraqi children. How grotesque is that? And she said, oh, yeah, it was worth it. Well, to hell with Madeleine Albright. To hell with that.
Well, yeah, and Saddam Hussein was baited into invading Kuwait by Halliburton angle drilling into his oil fields. And he became so enraged. And then he spoke with the U.S. ambassador to Iraq and brought up his concerns to her, and they sent a female, because a female implies weakness in the Arab mind, in the Arab male mind. And so that was intentional as well. And she said, well, if you have a dispute or anything that goes on between yourself, of course I'm paraphrasing, yourself and Kuwait will not get involved. Of course, that was a setup, because Israel wanted to get rid of Iraq. Since Iraq, we flooded Iraq with weapons and chemical weapons to take out Iran. And since he failed, they needed to get rid of his army because it posed a threat to the Israeli nation. Because remember, I think it was in the 1973 war, Iraq sent a column of tanks to go fight in that conflict. So they wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein. It's just, we have so many servicemen, and I know one who's missing a leg and he's paralyzed from the waist down. And these people don't give a rat's ass about anybody but themselves. It's so disgusting.
Bruce, I think you're right. You make great points about Iraq. I think that's absolutely right. And of course, we encourage Iraq to attack Iran, and both sides lost about 1 million on each side. What a disaster. This is the inhumanity of American foreign policy, playing one nation against another in a completely morally corrupt, bankrupt fashion. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for an excellent call, my friend. We'll be right back.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Somebody help, not just anybody help, you know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone,
I'm not so self-assured. Rick in Arizona, join the conversation, Rick.
All right, hello, Dr. Fetzer. I got two issues quick. Number one, you know, Bugsy Siegel was a lieutenant in the organization called Murder Incorporated out of the Brownsville district of Brooklyn, New York. And one of the ways Bugsy would like to kill you if he didn't really like you, he would hogtie you in a way that when you moved, you would choke yourself to death. Now that's who lives in Israel. Okay. Second issue I want to talk about is be careful about what you believe with this crap about Iran. People are very ignorant, unaware, and naive about Iran. England controls all the oil industry in Iran. Now, when Lindsey Graham says we want to bomb a refinery, oh, he really thinks he's going to bomb a refinery in Iran? The Iran oil operations pay for the National Health Service, the free health care for the people of England, okay? Now, we've been threatening to annihilate Iran for 50 years, but the reason why we never have is because it's all BS. This country is totally under the control of England and the oil industry. Royal Dutch Shell is owned by the Rothschilds, and British Petroleum, the country of England, owns 51% controlling interest in British Petroleum. So all this stuff about Iran being a threat, who knows what's really going on, but that's the issue. Iran is totally controlled by England, and I'm guessing that the British aircraft carrier that's in the Middle East is going to shoot any Jewish jet in the air down headed for Iran. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, yeah. Stick around a sec, Rick. I can't confirm everything you said there, but I can assure you I have been to Iran. I participated in an international conference there. I was very impressed. Iran is an ancient civilization. They are very dignified. They are very principled. They are very thoughtful. And the idea of describing Iran as out of control terrorists is ludicrous. It's like describing Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. It's on a par. It has no more warrant than that. Your points about the oil industry, I'm not in a position to confirm or deny, but you're certainly correct that we've had a lot of bullshit about Iran. A further thought, a final thought, Rick? Okay, well, I'm glad you called. Robert in Minnesota. Robert, join the conversation.
Hello, James. I want to first of all say that you are on board with Michael Ribeiro on one thing. I know he did a very interesting article quite a few years ago about how the residents of Palestine were probably the living descendants of the family of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ actually, you know, had a larger family than just himself, and so the Palestinians are actually much more related than the people of Israel that are inhabiting Israel now.
So does it make all the more sense, Robert, that they'd be happy to kill descendants of Jesus? I mean, you know, you're making a wonderful, very interesting point. I can't confirm it 100%, but I can guarantee you, DNA studies have shown Israelis in Palestine today, or what's called the State of Israel, are not descendants of the tribe of Judah. They don't have any Hebrew blood. They're Khazarians and impersonators. They're imposters. They pretend to be what they are not, which is perfectly consistent with their Talmudic orientation, which says they're entitled to lie, cheat, and steal to the non-Jew because the Jews are superior in that God made them the chosen people and all other races only exist to serve them. Everyone has got to absorb that lesson to understand what we're up against here. Robert.
Okay, I want to make another point, too. This goes back to when Joyce Riley was alive, so this is 10 years ago. She had a guest by the name of Anna Baltzer, B-A-L-T-Z-E-R, Anna, A-N-N-A. And Anna was a young Jewish woman who, I believe she had like a Fulbright scholarship. I mean, smart lady. Her grandmother was, had escaped Germany. A lot of her relatives had been killed during the Holocaust, and I won't go into details there because I think there's a fair amount of revisionist history there. But anyway, Anna had been brought up to believe all the stuff that we all have been brought up to believe about Israel and the Palestinians. And while she was traveling, she was, it was some woman's peace group, and she was traveling in Turkey, and she kept running into Palestine, refugees, and they're very friendly, very nice, very open, and she said she couldn't believe the stories that she heard, so she paid a visit to Palestine herself, and so she's got a documentary
Robert, I want to hear more. Stick around. We got a break. I'll come back with you right after.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With Robert in Minnesota. And Robert, you have some very interesting things to say. Tell me more. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, by the way. I thought she was sensational.
I followed her from the time with Dave Von Kleist, and I was going through the same learning curve as she was. You know, I mean, when I first started listening, it was Dave that I kind of more related to. I thought she was pretty far right and very religious, and I was raised a Catholic and left the church at a very early age. Anyway, this Anna Baltzer, you can find her video on YouTube. It's called Life in Occupied Palestine, and you have to include Anna Baltzer, B-A-L-T-Z-E-R. Otherwise, you'll get a whole bunch of different ones. But it's just an hour long, and she's sitting in her living room sharing photos that she took, and she's talking about, you know, I mean, she shows how Israel grew, how Palestine, what the map looked like in 1947 or 57 or whatever it was, and how they just kept on encroaching more and more. And she explains, you know, how these settlements are set up and then colonization. And she's very even keeled. There is no violence in it at all. There's no gunshots. She just shows how the soldiers are saying, you know, we're just following our orders, and they show all the checkpoints that the, you know, what might take you and I a half an hour to drive to work, it would take a Palestinian, you know, 3 to 6 hours, if not 2 days, to get to work. And so it's very hard for them to hold a job. But it's a very, very, you know, and the thing was, is, okay, she's on with Joyce Riley, and all of a sudden all of the religious people are calling into Joyce, telling her how she's going to hell because she's not supporting Israel. And that is just so, so typical, I think, of what, you know, what I see, how the Christians are behaving very unchristian-like. And I guess that's about my summation of the whole thing. But I recommend everybody see that and pass it on to people who are trying to figure out what's going on. And I will add one more thing.
Hang on a sec. Of course, Joyce and Dave Von Kleist were married, and they split. I knew Dave better than I did Joyce. He was there when I gave that first political speech I gave at the Ron Paul Freedom Rally in Washington, D.C. on the 15th of April, 2008. But I've done a lot about 9/11, and Dave interviewed me about 9/11 and used it as the framework for his film, which is actually very good. 9/11 ripple effect. Dave,
I've seen it.
9/11 ripple effect. Yeah, he used me as the framework for that. Robert, give us your final thought. Go ahead.
My final thought here is for all of the Democrats that are, you know, thinking that they're, you know, want to take down the Republican Party, they missed their chance. If they had backed Paul Wellstone and the work that you did on Wellstone, that they killed him, that is like a tour de force. That is just such an excellent film. And if the Democrats would have backed Paul Wellstone and looked into his death, that would have done away with the, you know, the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Wolfowitz, you know, that whole sleazy cadre would have been jailed and locked up and probably hung.
Very astute, Robert. The crash took just 60 miles north of my office on the Duluth campus, the University of Minnesota. I wound up doing a huge amount of research on it, publishing a book co-authored with Don Forero's Jacobs entitled American Assassination. If you can find it, pick it up. You can find a review of it in a From the Wilderness newsletter published by Michael Rupert under the heading of The NTSB Failed Wellstone, which I co-authored with John P. Costella, PhD. And if you go to my assassinationscience.com website, if you scroll down to the bottom on the left-hand side, I did a three-part lecture, an hour on JFK, an hour on 9/11, and an hour on Wellstone before I retired from the University of Minnesota Duluth in 2006. And you can find the Wellstone lecture there. Robert, that was a simply excellent call. I can't thank you enough. Meanwhile,
well, thank
Charles
you, James, for all of your work.
Thank you very much, Robert. Great call. You call again. Charles in Florida, join the conversation.
Yes, Professor Fetzer, Dr. Fetzer, I have a kind of strange theory myself. I've read from some articles in the Truth Seeker that a lot of the younger people in Israel are secularists, and they're very suspicious of Bibi Netanyahu, who wants to make himself dictator and get rid of the democratic laws, and supposedly the Likud bloc, you know, is the rejectionist of Zeev Jabotinsky in during the World War II, has infiltrated the Likud bloc, the Likudniks, and you know how fanatical they were. The Rebbe, head of the Lubavitchers predicted he wanted World War III. He's so fanatical.
Yeah.
You know, he said the the three world wars are going to bring about the Mashiach, the return of the Mashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one.
The Jewish.
When they rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of secularist, Hellenist kind of people that are free thinkers in Israel. Israelis, they're not all fanatics. They don't follow the political party. Well, have you ever heard of the Ozma Yehudin party, the Jewish power party? They're almost straight Jewish fascist. They admit it too. That's the kind of fanatics of the Likud bloc wants to in their party, you know, appeal to that, to have a total dictatorship and abandon any kind of secular democratic regime in Israel, or the appearance of it anyway. That's my my theory.
You're making a lot of excellent point. Truth Seeker is wonderful. Anyone who doesn't know the Truth Seeker, seek him out. And I especially emphasize your point. Younger Jews, younger Israelis, do not share the fanaticism of their elders, and they're very open to a two-state solution. They regard Palestinians as human beings, which is not true of the older. You made excellent points, Charles. You have a final thought?
Our friend Trump is, who's his brother-in-law, you know, is a fanatical member of the Seventh Rebbe who died, you know, who's, they regard almost like a deity on earth.
You're talking about Kushner, his son-in-law, not brother-in-law.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Charles.
Son-in-law,
Good stuff, Charles. I thank you for the call. Excellent. Peter in Los Angeles, join the conversation, Peter.
Yeah, hi, James. I wanted to make a couple of points here, one of which is that Israel has... the president of Israel has come out and said that all Palestinians, there are no civilians in Gaza. There's no innocent, right? The point I want to make is that they have no army, no air force. They don't even have a police force, really. And more than that, on the reverse, since Israel has universal conscription for male and female, virtually everybody over 18 is a legitimate military target. And by the way, probably spends 3 or 4 weeks a year breaking heads and humiliating Palestinians in the West Bank or somewhere. This is a national pastime of the Israeli body politic, and it has been since 1948. Everybody participates in this. There are no innocent Israelis, frankly.
That is such a good point. And they're not even exempting children and babes in arms when he makes that claim. He's saying all the Palestinians are somehow criminal and complicit and legitimate targets. It's outrageous.
If people had called for the genocide of Jews the way that the Jews are doing that for the Palestinians right now, for every, thousand Palestinians or Arabs that they've killed, there wouldn't be any Jews 500 times over. But the other thing is, a couple of years back, it was in 2009, and I sent this to you yesterday or the day before, there was a ring, a organ smuggling ring, unearthed in New Jersey that consisted of 5 or 6 rabbis. All this is a Jewish ring. A bunch of mayors in northern New Jersey, even a congressman, that were involved in organ smuggling from Israel. Now, I want to add that nobody ever, the story had no legs. And I sent this to you 2-3 days ago. I just want to leave it. Let me just put it this way. The organ smuggling business is going to be booming after this genocide of, that's where they're getting their organs.
Yeah. But interesting, Peter, those are not kosher organs. How do they do that?
I don't know, but
how can they trade in them when they're not kosher? This is really something.
Well, maybe they're selling to non-Jews. Who knows? But they're selling them, or they were. And these are rabbis, right? Another thing is that they call everybody a terrorist. I mean, when they virtually invented it with the car bomb, car bombings were against the British in the Mandate era. King David Hotel. How many prime ministers or presidents, actively pulled triggers? Right. Well, Begin did, right?
Yeah.
And
the band of arrogant terrorists said that King David dressed as Palestinians.
I mean, that's right.
You're making so many great points, Peter. I love it.
The other thing is that they're labeling everybody a terrorist, and if you're going to buy that these poor Palestinian victims are terrorists, just remember that the same people labeling them terrorists are also labeling us terrorists. That's white male, Republicans or white male period.
These are people like Mayorkas and Garland Blinken, who are themselves Jews.
And Avril, the head of the National Intelligence, Avril, whatever her name is.
Peter, you got it.
Yeah, that's pretty much my point, Jim.
Wow, you wonderful, wonderful call, Peter. Reese in New York, join the conversation. Time is limited. Reese, join.
Okay, good afternoon, Jim, and listeners out there. Because time is limited, I'm gonna save my rebuttal to Dan in Washington about Noah's Ark. I have a great depth of knowledge on these subjects. I'll bring that up in another broadcast. But let's go into the two reasons I called today. One, this outrageous human rights violation, war crimes that are being committed against the Gazans. But it's not just that. Worse than that is that almost the entire international community is remaining silent with the worst war crimes probably in the last 150 years. You would have to go back to the march of the Armenians and the 1.5 million genocided if Israel continues and carries out the massacre with 300,000 IDF soldiers and commandos as they're planning on. So what we're going to see, my prediction is this. We're going to see if they move in, we're going to see an all-out assault that's going to make the 6 days war look like child's play. They're going to be attacked with people for the last 50 years that have been building up their rage and have been containing it. And I think we're going to see Israel get its ass kicked or annihilated when we have numerous Islamic countries attack it. That's my prediction. And I believe that could bring about the Third World War that I spoke of without Albert Pike's vision. Now, because there's limited time, my rant on Anthony Blinken and this mitzvah he had with Bibi Netanyahu the other day. You know, he appears on TV having an interview by the World Jewish Congress, televised it, where he claims that his stepfather, Samuel Pizar, was sent to Auschwitz as a 12-year-old and then was rescued by a tank battalion in which a black soldier, a black tank commander, gets out and saves his father. Well, folks, it was all a lie, and it's been proven a lie now, because the battalion he's referring to is the 761. I think you know about this, Jim.
Well, Reese, battalion, I don't have any doubt what you're saying, and these are big-time liars, remember.
Oh,
Jews are entitled to lie to the goyim. They can make up any bullshit they want. They're entitled to God has designated them as the chosen people. Reese.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. God has chosen them. It's their God, Lucifer, who I am convinced they made a pact with in 1776 when they formed the Bavarian Illuminati. Now, the 761st Battalion never came within 100 miles of that camp. And as a matter of fact, there's witnesses that testify that went to Dachau and said that that tank battalion was never there. So, Jim, in summary, Lincoln lied through his teeth because he wanted to virtue signal, you know, that if he was with a black man, and that he said, according to the account, his stepfather said, what did he say? I love America. Thank God for America, he says. Now, he could lie, but if anyone in 16 countries in Europe was to make a lie up about the Hola hoax, they'll go to jail. But these people could lie through their teeth with impunity. That's all I have to say, Jim. Have a good afternoon,
Reese, good stop,
unless you have a comment.
Good stop, Reese, and well said. John of Michigan. John, we're going to be hitting a break, but I want you to have the opportunity to say your piece. You're going to start now.
Okay, go to Republic.
Right back with you, John. Stand by.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
John in Michigan, join the conversation. John.
Yes, Jim, I really appreciate everything you're doing, especially with this situation. I did see an interview, this is a sidebar from what I was going to bring up, by Dr. Francis Boyle. Do you know who Dr. Francis Boyle is?
Yeah, sure I do. Yeah, I've been in contact with him. He's a leading expert on human rights and international law.
Right, and he represented Palestine in an international situation, and he has the real history and real story of Palestine, if anybody wants to get it from his aspect. And also, he also wrote a bioweapon law, or helped write it to make sure that we didn't use bioweapons. He's a very, very educated man, Dr. Francis Boyle. Look up his interview. And then I just want to bring people's attention to Republic Broadcasting. When you go there, if you can donate, donate. But John Stadtmiller did a five-day presentation there in 2009, and he explains the whole thing. It's the elitist Jews in fascist Israel, and it's there are no commercials. It's two-hour shows for 5 days he did it, and you can really get some information. And that's where the World Council of Churches come in, and that's why all of these people think that Israel is the place that God wants us all to believe is righteous, because they changed. That was the Rothschild influence and Rockefeller influence program to get all these churches, ministers, whatever, rabbis, to believe the story they wanted to have out. And that's why so many people think this is, just the Holy Land, which it isn't, because Jack Bernstein, an American Jew, went there in 1967, and he wrote a book called The American Jew in Racist Fascist Israel. And there he married a Sephardic who's indigenous to that area and of the descent that we're dealing with. And the Khazarians, or Khazars, are the ones that are running it. They're heathens. They are everything anti, Christian values, or whatever you want to say, right or wrong values. They're very demonic. But he got killed by the Mossad, and you can find that online and read it. And just, it's an amazing story that would really help clear up a lot of people's opinions of Israel, because he got ostracized too, because he married a Sephardic. But go to Republic and scroll that up, that one interview, because when the World Council of Churches come up, that's why people think they do as far as the church. But that, I just want to get that out, and for people to find out that they can really get a lot of answers by just going to those two sources, and then you'll see that this is a very evil group that's in Israel. And I was brought up Catholic. I was brought up Catholic,
That was a sensational. John, I got one more guest squeeze, but that was a sensational call, and especially to compliment John Stadtmiller for his wonderful work of the past. Catherine of Virginia, you got only a minute or two, but go for it, girl.
Hi, I've been trying to get through for a few days, and I haven't been able to. But one thing I will say, the 40 beheaded babies, I mean, if anybody believes that story, but they're doing 40, and I binge listened to alternative media and didn't hear anybody bring this up. 40 is code. Some people say 40 is like Anunnaki. I don't know if it's Anu or whatever, but, the 40 days and 40 nights. That Jesus was in the desert, with all these churches, these Christians, are they so stupid that they don't judge people by their fruits? If we ever take back control of America, I mean, Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley need to be executed, not just prison sentence, executed. All 40 beheaded babies. What about all the white babies and children that are killed by black people? Should we go have terror attacks on black people because of that? Catherine,
I'm so glad I got you to squeeze in. Just call in earlier in the future.
Spend
as much time as you can with your friends and family. We do not know how much time we have left. Love, RBS.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.